So Apple just released two new processors and refreshed some of its computers in its Mac line, and it was a very understated launch. In fact, it was really just a press release and then some updates to the online store. So what's all that about? If you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, let's get into this. So the two new processors are the Apple M6 and the Apple M5 Ultra. So what's the M6? It's Apple's first 2-nanometer chip. That's TSMC's first generation of 2-nanometer. It's a 12-core CPU, which we'll talk more about in a moment. 12-core GPU, including those neural accelerators. You've now got a dual 16-core neural engine, up to 32 gigabytes of unified memory, which is how the other M chips have been, but now the bandwidth has been boosted to up to 170 gigabytes a second. So as we talk about that CPU setup, this is 12-core, first time in the vanilla M series we've gone up to 12 cores. So you get 2 super cores, 4 performance cores, and 6 efficiency cores. And if you remember when the M5 Pro came out, Apple started calling some of their cores super cores and some of them performance cores. So that changed the naming. We had performance cores and efficiency cores before. And the M5 didn't have any of these new efficiency cores. The performance cores were the old efficiency cores, and now the performance cores are now the new super cores. You get what I mean. Go back and watch those M5 videos if you don't quite follow. But now we've got 3 core types. That big departure for Apple in its normal setup, a 2+4+6. But the thing to remember here is this is 12 full cores. It is not 6 cores and then 12 threads, as you might get, say, on the desktop from Intel or from AMD. This is full cores, 12 of them, 2, 4, and 6. So I was saying about the super cores, the performance cores. If we go back to the original M1, it's 4+4, 4 performance and 4 efficiency. M2, again, 4+4. M3, again, 4+4. When you get to the M4, you are still looking at performance and efficiency cores, but you could actually have up to 10 cores now, so 4 performance cores and 6 efficiency cores. Then when the N5 came out, they were initially called, again, performance and efficiency, so it was the same thing, 4 performance cores and 6 efficiency cores. When the M5 Pro came out, they renamed that now to 4 super cores and 6 performance cores. And that didn't really make much sense at the time. They just kind of redid the naming. But now we can see why, because they had in their plan to produce another CPU, the M6, which was 2 super cores, 4 performance cores, and 6 efficiency cores. Talking of performance cores and super cores, what is the performance? Well, not much is known at the moment. Apple says it delivers the world's fastest single-threaded performance, and that was tested on an M6 with that 12-core CPU. And what they're saying is 1.2 times faster at multi-threaded performance compared to the M5. Now, that's a little disappointing because, of course, it's going to be 1.2 times faster because it's got 12 cores. So if you go from 10 cores to 12 cores, even if you kept all the cores the same, you're going to get an increase in multi-core threaded performance because you're adding in more cores. So that leads me to believe that maybe the single threaded performance they're talking about here is not particularly high. Maybe what we're really looking at here is it's an M5 super core that's been built on 2 nanometers. The clock speed has probably been tweaked a little bit higher, and then they've added in 2 more cores. But if you've got an M1 like I have, I'm still stuck on the M1, then it's 2.4 times faster than an 8-core M1. So they do give some graphs. I'll look at 2 of them. They've got several here for productivity, photo editing, and so on. LLM prompt processing. This is for the reply until the first token comes out. So this is processing the prompt that you sent it, and then the first token comes out of the reply. So the Mac Mini with the M6 is 13.5 times faster than the Mac Mini M1, and it's 2.8 times faster than the Mac Mini with the M4. So that's pretty impressive. So we'll see how that translates into other benchmarks once these things are in people's hands. And talking of GPU 3D rendering, so 10 times faster than the M1 and 4.8 times faster than the M4. Did mention that memory bandwidth. Let's just look at that. Picking up from the M3, which could only have 24 gigabytes of RAM, that was 100 gigabyte a second bandwidth that grows now 120, 153, and now 170. So that's a significant improvement. And if you notice the Pro version here, 150 for the M3 Pro. For the M4 Pro, it's 273. For the M5, it's 307, which is double what you get for the vanilla one. So for if there is going to be an M6 Pro and we don't know, you're going to be looking at even larger numbers there. But there is an M5 Ultra. So what's this? So it's the next generation Ultra Fusion technology that forms a quad die architecture for the first time in an M series system on a chip. We'll talk more about that in a minute. So of course there was no M4 Ultra. So this is an upgrade from the M3 Ultra. You get up to 36 CPU cores, up to 80 GPU cores, and 1.2 terabytes a second of unified memory bandwidth, which is 50% more than the M3 Ultra. So if you look at it, the M5 Ultra, 36 and 80. Let's just look at those two numbers there. Here, the M5 Max, 18 and 40. Well, this is double. So in the past, like with the M3, they literally just stuck two of these M5 Max chips together. However, what it seems like actually is what they've done is they've stuck four M5 Pros together. So if we look at the configuration of all the different, I know there's a lot of numbers here, but the key thing is to look at here. The M5 Pro could have 18 cores and 20 core GPU, and the M5 Max could have 18 cores but a 40 core GPU. So what they actually did is they kept the CPU kind of configuration the same. You couldn't have the binned version, the 5 or the 10, but it was basically the same 18 cores, and then they doubled up the GPU. And I've got a whole video on that here on this channel. So what they've really done is they've taken four M5 Pros with the maximum number of CPUs and then put four of them. And that gives you this configuration of 12 plus 24 and then 80 GPU. But if you look, you can also get a 10 plus 20 version, which is this one here, the 5 plus 10 quadruple, doubled that one in the CPU frame. And then for the CPU, again, 16 times by 4 gives you 64, or 16 by 20 gives you 80. So it's, and since they say it's quad die, you've basically got four M5 Pros stitched together using that Fusion architecture. And I do have a video here on this channel explaining the Fusion architecture if you're not familiar with that. Now, as I said, this was a very understated launch, just basically a press release and the update to the store. So we don't know anything about clock speeds. We don't have any actual benchmark numbers other than Apple saying it's this much faster. We're going to need some real benchmark numbers. We don't know anything about the core microarchitecture. Where is this efficiency core come from? Is it a new core? Is it the old cores repurposed? We're going to need to find out. Nothing about transistor count, the die size, lots of stuff we don't know. Now, some of these questions will be answered when these devices hit the stores, but we don't know what they are yet. And talking of hitting the stores, where can you get these new chips? Well, there's a new Mac Mini, which comes with the M6 or the M5 Pro. The price is higher, starts from $899. That's available for pre-order now. Or if you want the M5 Ultra, that's a Mac Studio. And the prices start at $2499, but that's for the M5 Max version. Again, pre-order available now. Okay, so there you have it, the M6 and the M5 Ultra. Love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.